Welcome to the Jazz Set. My name is Chris Albertson, and with us tonight is Bill Evans, the Bill Evans Trio. Very talented pianist, whose talent earned him 2 Grammys this year. And we'll hear why in just a moment. We'll also be talking to Bill Evans. Right now, some music. The Bill Evans Trio.
Thank you.
The other members of the Bill Evans Trio are Marty Morell on drums and an old friend here on the jazz set, Eddie Gomez on bass. Right. Bill, welcome to the jazz set.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. A lot of breath after playing, but I'll try to talk.
You like our piano?
Yeah, the piano's fine. I wish I had it with me all the time in some of the places we play.
You ever play electric piano? That seems to be the thing nowadays.
Well, it's the thing. I enjoy it, but only as an auxiliary to the piano. Mm-hmm. I mean, not as any kind of a real instrument in itself, you know. I've used it on about 3 records now, but only as an auxiliary instrument to the piano.
You don't carry one with you?
I don't carry one with me, no.
You won 2 Grammys this year, and that makes it 5 for you.
Yeah, it's enough for any lifetime.
There was a little bit of resentment there because you won the Grammy. I never quite understood that.
I don't know whether there really was or not. As far as I know, Jet wrote it up as if Miles had left the ceremonies when I won, sort of trying to make a black-white thing out of it. But I think that if the reporter were familiar with Miles' history or my history, he would have known this was not a viewpoint which could hold water. But that's the only thing I knew about it, you know.
Well, of course, you used to work very closely together.
Yeah, a long time. That's right. So he picked really the wrong combination for that comment.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you're working, you've just finished an album, your second album for Columbia, and you're working with George Russell.
Yeah,
how is that going?
I think it's great. We just finished mixing it, and it's really very exciting that the company seems to be excited about it, and I'm just anxious for everybody to hear it. It's sort of George's return to the American scene. He's been writing in Scandinavia and whatnot, but for about 10 years he hasn't had a major record that he's made in the States to be distributed in the States. And I think he really came up with a great composition. It's for 20 pieces and the trio, 20-piece band and the trio, and employs rock elements and very avant-garde elements and some traditional elements, and it's all mixed up into about a 43-minute composition that I think will reach a lot of people, I hope.
So the whole album is one composition?
One composition. It's sort of George's album. It features me quite a bit, but it features everybody in the band, and George did the composing, so it's sort of, you know, it's his flavor, his sound, and it's marvelous. It really is. I think it is.
Sounds like you might have to make room for more Grammys.
Well, maybe. George will win this one if it wins one, I think.
But what? How do you feel about the music today, the rock music?
Rock music? Well, I don't know how to putting it into a category. Generally speaking, I'd say what is called rock, there's a lot of transient music going on. I mean, it's here today and gone tomorrow, and a lot of it doesn't have a lot of experience or talent behind it. But then again, there's certain things in the rock field which are very creative and swinging and whatnot, as in any other field of music. So I think it's all coming together more now, and I think the people that maybe would have been satisfied with just a rock feeling now want sort of the same beat, but they want a more sophisticated thing happening on top of it, and so their interest is moving toward jazz, you know, which has been running through the stream all the time anyhow. So I think jazz is coming back stronger, and it probably will use a lot of rock elements, and naturally rock is using jazz elements, as in a lot of jazz rock bands, and everything is kind of getting together. I think the scene for jazz is getting stronger than right now. It's getting healthy.
And jazz is becoming more and more electronic, too. I mean, even the saxophones and trumpets.
Right. I don't think that really means anything other than a very kind of temporary, gimmicky sound appeal. You know, somebody can get one strong record by doing a new gimmick, you know, electronic gimmick. But it's the man behind the instrument, whether it's electronic or acoustic or what. It's going to be the mind that's behind the music that's going to make it, you know, good and make it last. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the electronic thing means very much other than the fact that there are always new elements being added to instrumentation and recording techniques, but it's the minds that are coming along and the talents in jazz that are important. You know?
Well, we look forward to hearing the minds of George Russell and Bill Evans coming together.
Yeah.
And look forward to right now hearing some more music. What are you going to play?
Well, I'd like to do... the first two things were How My Heart Sings, which is a jazz waltz by a friend of mine named Earl Zindars. The second thing was a thing called Glorious Step by Scott LaFaro, the late Scott LaFaro, bassist. And I'd like to do an original of mine called Time Remembered, which has just been recorded by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, incidentally. And we'll finish up with the way we play My Romance, Rodgers and Hart standard.
Great. Thank you for coming.
Nice.